Hello everyone, welcome to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is A Thousand Dahlias. For those of you interested in seeing some more of my dahlia photographs, you can get onto my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English and find more of them there. A Thousand Dahlias. On one of my many walks on the Apple Capital Loop Trail, I came across an amazing patch of flowers. On a corner of land, next to an indoor market, a garden of only one kind of flower had been planted. They were dahlias. I happened to have my iPhone with me, so I climbed in amongst the tall plants and try to find the perfect angles for the photos. So what is so special about dahlias? Their variety and sizes are quite incredible. There are 42 species and many hybrids, so the colours, shapes and sizes vary tremendously. I grew just a few this year for the first time. One was a huge yellow dahlia called a dinner plate. You can imagine how big the flower head is. The dahlia also has an interesting history. It is the national flower of Mexico and used to be grown by the Aztecs for its tubers, which are like bulbs, which they would eat. One of the dahlias I photographed was a red and cream stripy flower with a very large head. I played around with the photo for this blog and actually decided that it looks better in black and white because the petals have so much texture. See what you think. Okay, let's have a look at 3 points of grammar taken from the podcast. The first one is just simply a piece of vocabulary when I use the word indoor and outdoor. I found the flowers near an indoor market. Well, we use indoor and outdoor often. Their meanings are quite obvious, but let's see some examples of their use. A. We have indoor markets all winter because it is too cold outside. We have indoor markets all winter because it is too cold outside. B. They have an indoor swimming pool. How lucky! They have an indoor swimming pool. How lucky! C. There will be an outdoor theatre all summer long. There will be an outdoor theatre all summer long. D. They live in Arizona where it is nearly always dry. They have an outdoor pizza oven. They live in Arizona where it is nearly always dry. They have an outdoor pizza oven. Number two, the word among or amongst. Now in the podcast I used amongst when I climbed amongst the tall plants. Well, that's because I'm English. They're actually interchangeable, but here in the US you very rarely hear people say amongst. I think it's considered a bit too old or old-fashioned. So in the US people say among. But in other English-speaking countries you still hear amongst quite often. A. Divide the chocolate among you three. Divide the chocolate among you three. B. In this group, you are always among friends. In this group, you are always among friends. Number three, the word tremendously. Tremendously, well, it's a powerful adverb. It describes a verb. And it's similar in meaning to enormously. A. She is a tremendously talented mathematician. She is a tremendously talented mathematician. B. He is tremendously helpful. He is tremendously helpful. C. The personalities in my classroom vary tremendously. The personalities in my classroom vary tremendously. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me. Remember, if you have any questions or comments or requests, let me know by sending me an email to acupofenglish@hotmail.com, and I'll be sure to get back to you. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.